The national posted price on peanuts went back up this week, $94 per ton. It's now at $424.74 per ton for runner-type peanuts. The shell market price has dropped down 47 cents a pound for medium runners. They were at 50 cents a pound earlier this year. The USDA announced last week that they were going to make a one-week drop of $94 per ton for those peanuts sitting in the government loan program. Well, that worked for them. They moved out about 50,000 tons on the first go-around, but you could lock that price in with a $22.78 per ton savings by redeeming the peanuts out of the loan. When you buy a peanut out of the loan, that means the loan will be repaid to USDA and will be of no cost to the government. So their plan worked. The buyers could lock it in for 60 days, and the others will show up in the next few weeks on the scoreboard, which is published each day by USDA on how many peanuts remain in the loan. Right now, there's 1,320,000 tons, and that's about the amount of carry forward that farmers will be facing going into the new marketing year. Peanut contracts are still holding at $400 per ton. If you have to have a contract for runner-type peanuts in the Southeast, $525 per ton for Virginia-type peanuts, but they're mainly available in the North Carolina-Virginia markets at this time. Coming up this weekend will be the Peanut Proud Festival in Blakely, Georgia. Saturday morning it starts at 9 a.m. from the Courthouse Square at the Peanut Capital of the World, Blakely, Georgia. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.